most important thing is that the report is fair and robust and can withstand any challenges to it. I mean, you know, undoubtedly it's a very sensitive report, and one that might well be there's a potential for legal challenge to it. So, I mean, I think I'd rather have a robust report at the end of May than one that couldn't withstand challenge coming out sooner.
So you think it's fair that it's taken this long if the end result is that it's a stronger report that, as you say, can withstand anything?
Well, I mean, I don't know whether fair is the word I'd use, but I mean, I think it is I would obviously rather that a report was produced faster, but I think the most important thing is that the report is covers the very important subject matter of it and is robust enough to withstand any challenge. Because I mean, the most important thing is that lessons can be learned from this horrible situation that occurred, and to ensure that something like this doesn't happen again. Because we've seen too many bad news stories coming out of Accident and Emergency Department of UHL. I mean, people are losing confidence in it, and we need to know that it's fit for purpose. And we need the report needs to look at what happened and to ensure that something like this doesn't happen again, so that people can have confidence in the treatment that they receive there.
You mentioned lessons being learned. I suppose the next step in this has to be implementing the recommendations of the report to ensure that, as you say, similar things don't happen again.
Yeah, you know, it is. I mean, we need to, as I say, the report has to be robust, and we need to figure out what happened and ensure that it doesn't happen again. And that's going to have to be taken on board by the HSE. But I mean, in fairness to the HSE, I think that's what the management of the HSE is looking to get from this report.
Given even just the profile of this particular case, would you hope that the report would lead to meaningful change at UHL?
Well, I think it has to. I mean, the idea that we could have that this could sort of there would be no change arising out of this, and that that there's any possibility of something like this being repeated would completely undermine confidence in the facility.